Hello, folks, and with those brave tones from Brave Combo, We Three Kings doing a cha-cha-cha version, I open this show, Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 166, which is familiar music for an unfamiliar year, another Christmas seasonal show, and this is the second one for 2020. Got lots of music from here and there, as usual. I'm glad you joined me. My name's Ivan Emke, with you for the next 60 minutes and somewhere around 15 or 16 tunes, I think, if I can get them all in. Back to Brave Combo, from their CD Christmas Present, We Three Kings. You'll never hear that song the same again. That is from their CD Christmas Present. That's Brave Combo, which has been around for about four decades or so, out of Denton, Texas, a quintet that has perfected this world music vibe. They've got about 34 CDs, including a couple of Christmas CDs, which really should... Well, they don't have to be, but they're certainly in my collection, and I am glad that they're there. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, another Christmas seasonal show. Sort of, I called it familiar music for an unfamiliar year, because the year has been a bit unusual. Next up, we have from Cape Breton, Coig, C-O-I-G, the O has an accent grave, I suppose, over it. They're from Cape Breton Island. Originally, they're five-piece. I think they're four-piece now. They were formed in 2010 to perform at the Celtic Colors Festival, and they certainly all have very traditional roots. And this is an album they did in 2015 called Carols, and they're doing the Cherry Tree Carol, which is one of my favorite old traditional carols, and the Blarney Pilgrim Jig. By the way, they got, in 2018, the Roots Traditional Recording of the Year at the ECMAs. This is Coig.
From in Mary's womb, bend down the tallest branches, so Mother them. Bent the tallest branches, they touched Mary's hand. Cried she, oh look now, Joseph, I have cherries by command. Cried she, oh look now, Joseph, I have cherries by command. An angel did sing, and Mary's child at midnight was born to be the king. And Mary's child at midnight was born to be the king. And Joseph was an old man, an old man was he. He married Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. He married Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee.
Out of Quebreton. That's a Cherry Tree Carol and the Blarney Pilgrim Jig, which fits really well with that carol. And as I said, it's one of my favorite carols. I like a lot of those old carols that are real. The people are real. The kind of emotions that they have around the circumstances in which they're caught are real. And the questions they ask are the kind of questions that people would ask, as opposed to some of the sanitized carols that we get these days. But don't listen to what I'm talking about. This is the season of the year when we should just have good cheer to everybody else and not express exclusive opinions. Where was I going with that? That was our Coeig. And next up we have in Nova Scotia still, we're still there, we have Ardith and Jennifer. And so that's a couple of Celtic harpists and singer-songwriters, Ardith Robinson and Jennifer Wyatt. They met at a traditional Nova Scotia kitchen party, and they've been performing together since then. A mix of harps and vocals and bass, percussion and whistles, original songs and so on. A bit of jazz with the trad and so on. This is from a winter Christmas CD that they did called Winter Fire. A great little piece of work. And so we're going to hear something called Come and Join the Dance. Thank you.
take my hand and come and join the song. Rejoice, 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 lift your voice and sing, and open up your heart to welcome him. Rejoice, 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 welcome now your king, for Christ the Lord was born in Bethlehem. Oh, come and join the dance that all began so long ago, when Christ the Lord was born in Bethlehem. Through all the years of darkness, still the dance goes on and on.
That's Ardith and Jennifer and Harps and More. That's something called Come and Join the Dance from their CD Winterfire. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 166, and we're playing some seasonal music because it is, after all, that season, at least at the moment when I'm playing this. And maybe you'll hear it after, well, during the whole 12 days of or whatever. Next up, we have the Kruger Brothers, and they're a trio of musicians who play bluegrass and new American folk music. Originally, they were from Switzerland, or two of them were born in Switzerland. And they now live in North Carolina somewhere. Jens and Uwe were the two Kruger brothers, and they began playing North American folk music at a rather early age. And they were particularly inspired by recordings by people like Doc Watson, Earl Flatt and Scruggs, Bill Monroe, and so on. Who of us hasn't been inspired by that? But they ended up busking on the streets of cities throughout Eastern and Western Europe, and they got their first record contract when Jens was just 17, I think, something like that. They met up with a bass player from New York City who was in Switzerland working there, and so they've been a band together since 1995. More recently, they've ventured into a variety of themes and forms of classical music as well. They released something called Appalachian Concerto back, oh, this is almost 10 years ago now, I suppose. They have about 19 releases, unpretentious, cultivated music, delightfully fresh. This is from their Christmas CD called Christmas Magic. This is an original piece called The Lights in Our Village.
The lights in our village are dim for tonight. The valley lies quiet and still. We're sitting and waiting till we hear the call of the bells from the church on the hill. We put on our boots and our coats and our gloves, step out in the cold and the snow, carefully tread and try not to slip, keep our lanterns aglow. Carefully tread and try not to slip, to keep our lanterns aglow. The flicker and flames of our candles shine bright. They show us the way through the night. Hand in hand, we're singing along to the tune of an old Christmas song. The moon and the stars shine so bright in the sky. Our lanterns glow humbly below. From near and from far, all the shimmering lights thank the child for salvation and love. From near and from far, all the shimmering lights thank the child for salvation and love.
And that is the Kruger Brothers, something called The Lights in Our Village, from their CD Christmas Magic. And I was talking about there how they had some of these people like Bill Monroe and so on that they and Doc Watson that they idolized. So next up, we have a Bill Monroe song, actually a carol that he wrote. It's called "Christmas Time Is Coming." It's not done by him in this case, but it's done by the Foggy Mountain Boys, and they started as a weekly bar gig among friends in Toronto, and they ended up as one of Canada's most enduring bluegrass roots bands. But that's how it goes with weekly bar gigs sometimes. They started out in 2004. They were playing weekly at the Dominion Tavern in Toronto for a long stretch. They're kind of a cross between bluegrass and old time and very, very old country, you know, the pre-1945 country. It's a great lineup of folks. They're all well-known session musicians as well. Andrew Collins, Chris Cool, Max Heineman, Chris Quinn, and John Showman. They have about eight albums out, maybe more than that now at this point. But this was one that they did about 15 years ago with the Cantores Celestis Women's Choir. And the CD is called The Circle Never Ends. They recorded it 15 years ago, something like that. And so some of it has just the Foggy Mountain Boys. Some of it has the choir as well. But it's all celebrating the joy of not just Christmas, but bluegrass and choral singing. Hey, it all goes together really nicely. So this is the Foggy Hogtown Boys. This is "Christmas Time Is Coming." That's recorded December of 2005 at St. Margaret's Anglican Church in Toronto. That was the Foggy Hogtown Boys, and "Christmas Time Is Coming," a Bill Monroe song. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening on Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly on Radio Bell Island's JBI, 93.9 FM in Bell Island, Newfoundland, Labrador, or Fanshawe's 106.9, the CIXX. In London, Ontario, however you got here, I'm glad that you're joining me. Next up, we have a group called Quartet. They're a Canadian country folk group consisting of Cindy Church, Caitlin Hanford, Sylvia Tyson, and Gwen Swick. Now, the original member was Colleen Peterson. She became ill and passed away, and Gwen Swick replaced her. But they were originally formed in 1993. They released a self-titled album in 1984, won a Canadian Country Music Association Award for Best Vocal Collaboration that same year, and they were off. A couple of Juno nominations as well for Best Country Group. All four members of them are also quite accomplished as solo performers. They've got about 8 CDs, something like that, including this one, which is called I See a Star. It came out in 2002, which was their Christmas song. And they're doing this piece. It's one of original, written by a couple of the members. It's called Hope, Peace, Joy, and Love. And by gosh, there's no other better recipe that you could have for the year to come. Let's hope. This is Quartet.
Born for us, to die for us, and to save us from our sins, came the King of Kings from above to fill our hearts forevermore with hope, peace, joy, and love. Mm-hmm. Hope, peace, joy, and love. Trust my way, he did say, where I lead. Follow the song of the dove and walk along the path. I'll be right by your side with hope, peace, joy,
peace,
and
joy and love.
Hope, peace, joy and love. Light a candle for peace and hope. Light a candle. Dark and starless night, with Christmas drawing near, come in, take off your coat and gloves. Gather round the hearth, these candles burn so bright, with hope, peace, joy,
and love.
Oh, peace, joy, and love. Gather round the hearth, these candles burn so bright, with hope,
a group called Quartet, with a lovely quartet of things we hope for or long for next year. Hope, peace, love, joy, and love. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and the show that I'm calling Familiar Music for an Unfamiliar Year. This is the second episode of that, because it has been a bit unfamiliar. Next up, we have the Indigo Girls, which would not be unfamiliar to some of you anyway. They're a Grammy Award-winning folk rock kind of American duo of Amy Ray and Emily Saliers, and they met in elementary school originally, began performing together as a high school students in Decatur, Georgia. They started performing with the name Indigo Girls as students at Emory University, and they performed weekly at the Dugout, which was a bar in Emory Village. They released a self-produced full-length record album in 1987, and they were on the way up from there. They were both active in political and environmental causes. They've got about 16 albums out, including this one, which is a Christmas album called Holly Happy Days. This is a song from that called The Wonder Song. This is The Indigo Girls.
Stand birds of the forest telling the
The Indigo Girls from their Christmas CD called Holly Happy Days. That's something called The Wonder Song. And a great piece of music there is written by Amy Ray of the Indigo Girls. And I love the like flat picking on that. It just sort of lightens your heart. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and hopefully we're lightening your heart a little bit. Probably a question that you've often had would be, if J.S. Bach had been Irish, what would his music have sounded like? Well, I've got a way to know that right now. We have Eileen Ivers, who was born in New York City of Irish-born parents. She grew up in the Bronx, spent summers in Ireland, took up the fiddle when she was 9 years old. She won 9 All-Ireland Fiddle Championships. And she won one on the tenor banjo as well. So she's no slouch there. She's a founding member of Cherish the Ladies. She worked in the Riverdance troupe. She's guest starred with a bunch of orchestras. And New York Times called her the Jimi Hendrix of the violin. Well, you know, she's on scores and scores of contemporary records and in movie scores and so on. This is from a CD she did, which is called An Irish Christmas. And it's her version of doing Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring. And you can just feel, hear a little bit, and also feel, if your feet are going at all, a little bit of the Irish lilt to that. This is Eileen Ivers.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed, Bach could write a few good session tunes there when he wanted to. That was Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring, as done by Eileen Ivers and some of her friends. This is a show of seasonal music, Christmas music, and this is the second in my series for this year. Next week I'll be on to something else on Roots and Branches and Beyond. Who knows what? I have an idea in the back of my mind, but it's not going to be all the versions of Auld Lang Syne that I've got, because that would just be a bit much, and I don't even want to hear that all in a row. But next week, this time, you know, we'll be starting to hone those words and trying to get that fake Scottish accent down for our Zoom nights, you know, our Zoom New Year's Eve parties that we'll all be going to, right? Next up, we have Noel Sing We Clear. They've done about 40 or so touring seasons with this unusual this show with songs and carols and stories and customs and so on, drawn mostly from the English language folk traditions. And the songs sort of told a version of the events and characters involved in the Christmas story and detail the customs that make up the magical days, the 12 magical days following the return of the light at the winter solstice. And I earlier was talking about how I like some of these old carols, because the way in which they treat the characters is a bit more believable than some of the other ones that have been foisted on us. Not foisted, but have been promoted over the years. Many of these customs are the basis of today's holiday traditions, you know, the past customs, you know, the visiting and feasting and gift-giving and carol singing from door to door, the adorning of houses and churches with garlands of evergreen. These are all pre-Christian ideas as well. And the songs come from an age when the midwinter season was a time for joyous celebration and vigorous expression of not just Christian ideas and religious ideas broadly, but also pagan ideas, which were all put together in one joyful time of recognizing the beauty of creation. So when they did their shows, they would supply the audience with song sheets and encourage everybody to sing along. Though after decades and decades of touring in New England, a whole generation of young people grew up with the songs and the carols, and they sang along even without the carol sheets. But this is from one of their – they have a number of albums out that was really their show. And this is from their fourth volume. It's simply called Noel Sing We Clear, Volume 4. This is The Boy's Carol.
Let the boys' cheerful noise sing today. Numbered joys, praise aloud, clear and proud. Praise to him in chorus, given from heaven for us. Virgin born, 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 virgin born, 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 virgin born on that morn, procreated for us. He who rules heaven and earth lies in store at his birth. Humble beasts at his feast see the light eternal, vanquish realms infernal. Satan's done, 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 Satan's done, 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 Satan's done, God has won a victory supernal. Magi come from afar, see their sun, tiny one, follow far, little star, at the crib adoring, man to God restoring. Golden myrrh, 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 golden myrrh, 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 golden myrrh, offered there, incense for adoring. Sing as heaven sings for joy. Come this day, here doth stay, for we forth the story of his might and glory. So to God, 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 so to God, 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 so to God, glory be in the highest glory.
Let the boys cheerful noise sing today. None but joys, praise aloud, clear and proud. Praise to him in chorus, given from heaven for us. Virgin born, 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 virgin born, 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 virgin born on that morn, procreated for us.
That's Noel singing with Clear, something called The Boys' Carol. As mentioned, they toured for many decades. This year, in 2020, they had a kind of an event on Zoom, and who of us hasn't, where they played some of their old tracks, well, their videos from some of their shows, and kind of reminisced about those days and what they were doing. Next up, we have Terry McDade and the McDades. And I've played the McDades a number of times on this show. They're a Canadian folk band made up of some siblings, Shannon Johnson and Solon McDade and Jeremiah McDade. And sometimes they play with their dad, Terry, who plays harp and so on. And I think together they've made two CDs, Christmas CDs as well, as I recall seeing two in my collection there somewhere. This is from the one called Winter Rose. Great stuff. They have a Celtic bent to them, of course. They were performers at a very early age. They used to play folk music with their parents, Terry and Danielle McDade, and the McDade Family Band. They were together for 20 years, 1974 to 1994. And then the children formed the McDades then in 2000, and they've recorded with a wide variety of people as well. So from their Winter Rose CD that they did with their dad, this is The Holly and the Ivy.
Thank you.
That's the McDades, along with Terry McDade, and that is a different version than maybe you know of the Holly and the Ivy. There's several very common versions of Holly and the Ivy, but that's it's lovely how they incorporate some of that, one of those versions, but also a whole bunch of other stuff. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and my name's Ivan Emke, with you every week for a show where we play this kind of music and other things that sort of extend beyond that. Today it's seasonal music, but you could be listening a variety of ways. You could be listening on Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, or possibly on Bay of Islands Radio, the other side of the island, CKVB, 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, Labrador, and throughout the Bay of Islands, or possibly you're listening across the way in Cape Breton, CJBU in Sydney, Cape Breton, 107.3 FM, Caper Radio. However you got here, I'm glad you joined me. You can always hear these shows at rbbmusic.ca, and they get up there, and there's, I don't know, I think there's like 100 shows there or something like that, as well from the past, that you can just see if there's a couple of topics that are of interest to you. Next up, we have a band. This is from Jennifer Cutting, and Jennifer Cutting is a band leader, composer, instrumentalist, ethnomusicologist. She's a record producer. She originally had a band in the United States called The New St. George. It was one of the most significant British folk rock groups on this side of the Atlantic, you know, in my humble opinion. But she's now with a group called The Ocean Orchestra. Now, her two grandfathers, one was from England, one from Ireland. They were the inspiration for her natural synthesis of British and Irish musical traditions, and she earned her bachelor's degree in orchestral and choral conducting, but she had a passion for folk music as well, but it was developed through her association with the British folk revival leader A.L. Lloyd, hung around with him for a period of time. Moved to the United States then, she was in the New St. George, went back to England, and now she's with this group called the Ocean Orchestra. So this CD, which is called Song of Solstice, which I think it came out a couple of years ago now, it's a mix of Celtic and English and French traditional carols and some original songs by Jennifer Cutting as well. And I'll play one of the original pieces. It's a lovely one. It's one that affirms the many traditions that make up the human journey. And that's what I really like about it, is it's so so blasted inclusive. But it's called Light the Winter's Dark. And oddly enough, while this is on a Jennifer Cutting and Ocean Orchestra CD, the main singers here, the real stars, are Coop, Boys, and Simpson, three guys who have a trio who do traditional British singing, and so they were brought in to sing this. This is called Light the Winter's Dark.
When Jesus brought his light to earth, a star shone in the east, and wise men journeyed from afar to hail the Prince of Peace. So let us all sing Jesus' name to light the winter's dark. And may his light grow brighter still with each new year we mark. When Moses brought his light to earth, his tribe from bondage led. In desert, water from the rock, in wilderness, sweet bread. So let us all sing Moses' name to light the winter's dark. And may his light grow brighter still with each new year we mark. When the prophet brought his light to earth, he reconciled his foes. When four clans raised a black stone high upon his holy cloak. So let us praise the prophet's name to light the winter's dark. And may his light grow brighter still with each new year we mark. When the Buddha brought his light to earth, he saw beyond love and hate. He said to end all suffering, each mind must be awake. So let us sing the Buddha's name to light the winter's dark. And may his light grow brighter still with each new year we mark.
When the lady brought her light to earth, she took us to her breast. Each fin and feather, hoof and horn by her were brightly blessed. So let us sing the lady's name to light the winter's dark. And may her light grow brighter still with each new year we mark. When we all brought our light to earth, we made it a better place. We loved and lost, yet loved again, and learned from our mistakes. So let us sing each other's names to lighten winter's dark. And may our light grow brighter still with each new year we mark. So let us sing each other's names to lighten winter's dark. And may our light grow brighter still with each new year we mark.
The song there by Jennifer Cutting, sung by Coop Boys and Simpson, that's called Light the Winter's Dark, and that we all bring some light to this season. Hope that you're finding some light this season. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 166, and next up we have a band from Metuchen in Nova Scotia. They play a unique style of music they call Acadico, A-C-A-D-I-C-O. So it's a mix of Acadian, Cajun, and Zydeco. That's how that Acadico comes together. They started in 1994, and they took their name from the street Blue, it's B-L-O-U is the name of the band. They took it from the street where the founding member Patrice Boulien resides. It's called L'Allée des Blues, and it was named after an indigenous man, I believe, who purported to have lived at the end of that street, you know, like a century ago or something like that. Anyway, they did their first recording in 1998, first CD by an Acadian artist to ever have European distribution. And in 2012, the group won. They've been playing for a long time, obviously, in the meantime, and really honed their act. They won the Fans' Choice Entertainer of the Year Award from the East Coast Music Awards. They've got maybe about a half a dozen records over the years, releases and so on, including this Christmas one. It's called Noël. This is their version of Glory, Glory, Alleluia.
La plus belle nuit du monde, c'est cette nuit de Noël. Des bergers étonnés lèvèrent les yeux vers le ciel. Une étoile semblait leur dire: suivez-moi, je vous conduis. Il est né cette nuit. Ah, glory, glory, alléluia. Glory, glory, alléluia. Glory, glory, alléluia. Chantons, chantons Noël. Ils ont suivi cette étoile sur les chemins de Judée. Et des quatre coins du monde, d'autres les ont imités. Et ce chant, comme une source, a traversé le pays. Il est né cette nuit. Cette nuit de Noël, au cœur de tous les hommes, un peu d'amour descend du ciel. Quelque chose nous sépare, cette étoile nous réunit.
So that's what a Cadico sounds like, Acadian, Cajun, and Zydeco. That's the band called Blue, B-L-O-U, and Glory, Glory, Hallelujah. Next up, we have the Claire Lynch Band, American bluegrass musician. Claire Lynch is a singer, songwriter, producer. She's won the International Bluegrass Music Association's Female Vocalist of the Year honors three times, something like that. She grew up in mostly in Huntsville, Alabama, doing trios with her sister at church. And during her college years, she sort of transitioned in her musical career, became very interested in bluegrass, joined a band called Hickory Wind. Their name changed to Front Porch String Band. Anyway, she formed her own band in around 2005 and has consistently been a top pick of the prestigious publications in bluegrass. And bluegrass has prestigious publications, trust me. And critics and audiences across the U.S. and beyond. Lives in Canada at the moment. But this is from her holiday release, a Christmas release. It's simply called Holiday. This is the Claire Lynch Band's version of Jingle Bells.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we'd go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, this last drink we've taken. So close the door and turn down the lights. Merry Christmas to all and good night. Merry Christmas.
Great sound of the Brian Setzer Orchestra doing a version of Joy to the World, Swingin' Joy. It tells me it's time for ending the show. Before that, we heard from Emily Smith, that wonderful Scottish folk singer from Dumfries and Galloway, and something called Merry Christmas to All and Good Night. And indeed, that's what I want to say to you. Thanks for joining me on Roots and Branches and Beyond today. And I hope that you have a great time in the next couple weeks, whatever you do, whether you celebrate anything or not. But do take care of each other, whatever you do, especially at this time of year and any time. Happy trails, and I hope you can join me again. Back to a little bit more here of the Brian Setzer Orchestra.